conference record has joined the conference.
Hello, Louisa. Hello. Strange, Louisa was there, now she's gone. Hello.
Ciao.
Ciao, Louisa.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Sorry, we were just setting up the whole thing because now we're recording this so that if anyone misses it and wants to hear it, it'll be available for 6 weeks.
That's great. So I wait then with the line on and then when we start, you tell me.
Okay, but if you want, we can start talking about, I give you back information about Bratislava. I met with Luba. Are you there?
Yes, my problem is that if I want to have the mic on, I have to press a button. So you have to speak, and then I have to press my button to speak with you.
Okay, okay.
I'm sorry, that's the very powerful means of the Turin municipality.
So what, when I speak, you can do the microphone. When I don't speak, you can't?
Hello?
Hello?
Si.
Okay, you can hear me. Can you hear me, Louisa?
Yes, I can.
Okay, fine, because I can hear you fine as well.
Okay.
But you're just having to press this button all the time, are you?
Yeah, but for the mic on, because there is Hélène with me. But as now we are talking about Bratislava, she doesn't need to hear us, so we can talk in this way.
Okay. Well, look, I met with Luba, and I went through everything with her. She is actually going to be in Brussels when you're going to be in Brussels.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try and chase Ava this week. I'm going to get Bella to also chase Ava because Luba says that she will speak to Ava. I mean, the real problem is that Luba is not there. Luba is the director of regional development agency, but she is never there.
Yeah. The point is that we are really risking because they want to close as soon as possible. And, you know, it's the only city that didn't send any money. So
I gave her the file. So she's got all that. I explained it to her. And then she said today she's in the office, so she will try and sort it out with Ava.
Okay. Va bene.
But if not, as I say, we will chase Ava for it as well. I mean, chasing Luba seems like useless because, I mean, she's now going to be for 15 months in Sofia.
Oh, mamma mia. So it's really impossible for her. The only point, they have to transfer the money because the point of the certifying body is still pending because it's a member state.
I mean, there's no problem about the money.
It's not our problem. It's Davide and Urbach problem.
Yeah, no, she said she will sort out the money. The only thing she said was that they were in so many projects who were waiting for so many payments that she thought that was the reason why it was difficult to pay right now. I said, I'm sorry, but that's your problem. You know, you cannot pass this problem on to all your partners.
Yeah.
You know.
Because we are really risking a bankrupt, aren't we?
No, I mean, as I say, her sole comment on it was that the money's not a problem. It's just that she knows that there is a cash flow issue inside the development agency because they've had so many projects.
Yeah, it's clear. But, you know, we have to close. So she has to find the money.
I know. But, I mean, look, this week, as I say, following this up, today she's meant to be speaking to Ava. Then we follow it up with Ava. And hopefully we try and resolve it. And then we have another chance with her next week anyway because she'll be here in Brussels.
Okay. So maybe we can find a 10-minute talk. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I think someone has joined us. Has someone joined?
Has joined the conference.
Aaron.
Hello.
Ciao, Mara speaking.
Ciao, Mara. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. Louisa is with us as well.
Ciao, Mara.
Ciao, Rosetta.
We're just waiting, Mara, now for the others
wonderful.
To join us.
Okay.
And this is being recorded, Mara, by the way, so all your local group can hear this conversation.
So we really need to
if they want
attention
to.
Of what we are going to say.
And also especially in the actions that we agree. The main thing is actions
we will agree.
Very
good, Aaron.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I just thought that it would be useful for people who are maybe not on the phone just to understand.
Would you prefer that we call you back in 5 minutes?
No. Listen, it's now 11:10, so people should be joining us.
Yes.
You know.
Did you receive the the PPT that I sent you this morning.
I've only gone to the office.
Because I believe it should be useful for you, because Federico make us a very brief, short analysis of the state-of-the-art of where we are, has to say which kind of steps the local support group done in order to arrive to the work done till today, and somebody should be useful for you and Peter. I sent it to you at to Yamina this morning, around 9:30.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm looking at it now. Look, I mean, I think it's going to be important for us to begin anyway, because the first part of this conference call is actually for each partner to outline where they are.
Uh-huh.
Now, not everyone needs to know where each partner is.
Uh-huh.
It's more important for us to know where each partner is exactly at this point.
Uh-huh.
So I suggest what we do is we start with you, Mara, because I've got the presentation here in front of me. I'm just going through it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm just looking that I'm just looking because the goal is here to produce this local action plan. Yes?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but this is a local action plan on what? Is it about enterprise development or is it about the whole of the MILE project? Because when I look at what is then below it, it's the whole MILE project.
Avete capito? Cosa yes. Dichiarano?
No, lui chiede che l'open action plan su che cosa?
No, lui dice un open action plan sul primo tema, cioè perché sembrerebbe più generale su tutto il progetto.
No.
Hi, Aaron. This is Roberta.
Hi, Roberta. You okay?
This is, yes, okay. Thank you. No, this is only concerning the first theme, sub-theme.
Okay.
And we, as we told you in Amadora, we divide the action plan in three parts, because first we found that there was a need to understand, to more analysis. So the first part of our work is still analysis, because we need to know which is exactly the situation concerning enterprise in this area now. And so then we add some qualitative analysis that is a part that we develop with some questionnaire, Mara, interview, questionnaire interview.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, for me it's clear now. Roberta, it is clear, because the slides that Federico has prepared are very clear. The only question in my mind is simply that, okay, what will be the outcome that you will present in June?
Yes. So now we are finished the second part, and we are arriving at the third part. That will be integrated action. So we are developing not only one idea, but a sort of plan, a sort of agreement between the public administration and also the stakeholders in order to have an integrated plan and develop in the future different actions, a sort of come si dice, un patto, agreement between all the parts involved in this kind of issues.
Okay, but I mean, bear in mind that as you know, at the meeting with DG Regio, their interest is to what extent will there be examples of partners developing ideas that could then get funded through operational programs.
Of course, and then we will match each sector idea. That is, we are discovering that the need is mostly concerning formazione.
Okay. Training.
Training.
Yeah.
So we will match anyway every action that we are going to put in this action plan with structural fund, fund of probably ESF, and also with we will match them with all the other possibilities to finance this action. So at the end we will have also a map of this.
Okay, perfect. Look, in terms of training then, Are we talking about training for the would-be entrepreneurs, or are we also talking about training for the business support advisors?
We are working for training for three different categories.
Right.
That are just a minute. Okay. We have association. Categoria, associazione di categoria. Chi sa tradurre associazione di categoria? Advisor, single entrepreneur, and
right, okay.
Also for commercialisti. This is the translation for commercialisti, people who help in a this. Do you understand?
Accountant.
Yes. So
business
advisor. Business advisor.
Okay, business advisor. Okay. So what are what's the difference between a business advisor and an association advisor?
Sorry, which is the
because
difference?
the first category you said was association.
Associate, because this is are the three categories involved in this kind of issues. So association means that for different category of workers, people who help specific category of workers of entrepreneur.
Okay.
And then if you, a business advisor is for single, without any distinguish.
You just call the number and join it. Sorry, Yamina was talking to me just then.
Yes.
She's trying to join the conference call as well. But, I mean, for me, it's clear that one element is business advisors. These are your normal mainstream services that are available to help anyone start up a business, yes?
Yes.
So that's one action, is to sensitize these people who work in these mainstream organizations to become more aware of the needs of migrant entrepreneurs, yes? That's
yes.
Number one. Number two is to provide training for entrepreneurs themselves, okay? Anyone who wants to start a business is to actually provide training programs for them, yeah? Number three, then, when you say associations, are you talking about what, trade unions, or are you talking about associations of restaurant owners, associations of...
Association of, for example, people working with in buildings, for example. Entrepreneur working with building construction, for example.
Right. I'm still... For me... Maybe you're making your task slightly difficult because for me, if you're going to provide a course for micro entrepreneurs, that's people who want to set up businesses, then you're going to have to set up those courses based on what they want to do. So if there's a group of people who want to develop something in the building, then obviously you would have a part of the training that will be related to how do you set up a an enterprise in the building sector. Or how do you set up an enterprise in the restaurant sector? Or how do you set up an enterprise in the consultancy sector?
Aaron, Mara speaking. I understood well. Is not
has joined the conference.
Sorry, one person has joined. Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Aaron?
Yeah, sorry, one person has joined the conference, I think.
Amparo Jimena.
Hello?
Has joined the conference.
Che non è indirizzata solo ai costruttori, ok? Sì, ma lui sta capendo questo però.
No. Hello, Amparo, have you joined the conference?
Aaron?
Yeah?
I heard the voice of Amparo.
Yeah, I heard it as well, but now I can't. I'm just saying hello to her. Amparo, have you joined the conference?
Amparo, she's gone. Amparo, Daniela. Just a moment, sorry, Aaron.
Okay.
Okay. Mi sembra che lui non abbia, cioè, lui non ha capito il suo...
Can you hear me, Harold, from there?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
This is Amparo.
I wanted to check.
This is Anuan. Tila?
Metodologica. Has joined the conference.
Globale.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who is that?
This is Anu. Can you hear me?
Hello, Anu. How are you?
I'm very, very good, thanks. How about you?
I'm fine as well. Look, we have Venice on the line. We have Torino on the line.
Okay.
And I thought we had Amparo on the line, but we seem to have lost her.
Oh, okay. So we're only three now, or are there any more people?
Right. Well, there were four, but now we're three.
The others are joining.
The others are slowly joining, yeah.
Yeah.
I just got the number from Yamina. I didn't read the email in the morning, so.
Ah, okay. Not
so
to worry.
So maybe they as well, yeah.
Okay, look, what we're doing, Anu, first of all, is that everyone, every partner is just explaining where they are.
No.
I'm starting with Bennett.
Yeah?
Hello,
it's Amparo.
Hello, Amparo. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Amparo.
Oh, hi, Amparo.
Okay.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Amparo, we have Venice on the line, we also have Torino on the line, and we also have Vanta on the line.
All right.
What we're doing, Amparo, just to join you,
okay.
And this is also for you, Anu, is what we're doing is we're simply going by partner, just very briefly, no more than 5 minutes, to explain what they've been doing and what their plans are in terms of the presentation for June. All right?
All right.
And then once we do that, we will begin to talk about the program.
Georges Miranda.
I've joined the conference.
Okay. Georges, hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Georges. Well, welcome. Yeah. We are now five, Georges, on the line. Okay. We have Amparo from Sevilla. We have Anu from Vanta, Mara and Roberta from Venice, and Luisa from Torino.
Okay.
Okay. And what we're doing is we're simply going by partner and listening to where they're at. And I've already started with Venice. So we just finish off with Venice now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll come back to you, Roberta Romara. Yeah?
I'll pass you through Daniela. They try to explain maybe she's has more clear information in mind, okay? And I will help her in English if there is any problem, right?
Okay.
Good.
Hi, Aaron.
Ciao, Daniela.
Ciao. I'm trying to explain you what we have planned to do. We are now concluding the assessment phase, the needs assessment through the use of the metrics.
Yeah.
What we are seeing is that in the territory of the in the Venice territory, there is a total absence of an organic strategy for promoting entrepreneurship among the most weakest groups and among immigrant people in particular. We would like to exploit the mild process opportunity to elaborate a strategy that could encompass the four intervention areas that we have explored to analyze through the needs assessment, that are enterprise culture, financial support for startup enterprise, promoting, facilitating the access to financing, and the fourth one to give support for the development phase,
the growth, once
the growth,
established.
The growth.
Yeah. Okay.
So we would like to. These are our four objectives of our of the idea of the action plan that we want to elaborate within the half of June, and we would like through a participative process to individuate results and actions with a logical framework methodology that could be developed in a second phase. I mean, this is a strategy we want to carry out within the half of June a strategical and operational planning.
Okay.
Of a general, coherent and global strategy that is lacking in our territory. And we see that the region and the municipality have to be the promoting actors, those having a role of regia, come si dice, of direction of the process. That and this is important for us, have to be able to mobilize all the private and other public actors acting in the territory for the promotion of enterprise, entrepreneurship, that are, like Roberta told you before, associazioni di categoria, which are the,
yeah,
the groups of, okay, which are association of entrepreneurship, and other public body, both at regional and local level, charged with the task of promotion enterprise. I want to point out two things. The first one is that we would like to give a role of direction to the region and to the local, to the municipality, for the development of concrete projects in the second phase that could carry out the implement the activity lines that we will identify through the local action plan. The second thing is that we are through the use of the metrics also looked for the involvement of policymakers. We have planned to meet in a few days to express to explain them all our ideas, and to look for their support, their institutional support.
Okay, look, Daniela, for me, what you've given me is a good enough picture, and I've also got the presentation that Mara sent to us this morning. Look, we come back in a minute then to look then what exactly you require by way of support, but we'll do that collectively once we've listened to everyone, yes? So we come back to you in a minute, all right, to the Venice. So let me now move on to Torino. Luisa?
Ciao, Arun, here
ciao.
I am. Ciao, everybody.
Okay.
Ciao. Ciao. Ciao.
So, Luisa, where are you now in terms of your planning and development?
What we are trying to do is to have a general picture of a very fragmented situation here in Torino about migrant and entrepreneurship. That means that we have several NGOs, bodies, both public or private, trying to give advice and accompany this process, which is not easy because everybody tries to do in its, you know, box, and nobody wants to exchange. So we started from some concrete example in the gate, working with migrants and entrepreneurship. And in parallel, we are still opening the discussion with the Chamber of Commerce. For us, as Venice was telling you, we have this similar problem about training, which is one of the most important elements, how to train people and how to empower them in this process.
This is the would-be entrepreneurs or also the business advisors?
Both the side of entrepreneurs, because we have plenty of single entrepreneurs coming from ethnic minorities, trying to survive in the jungle of laws, but not only. So the point is how to support them and to reinforce them, both when they decide to start this new adventure, but also for those who are already there. Even, if you want, to help them to close their enterprise if they are not going well.
Okay, okay.
Hmm?
Okay, this is very concrete.
Yeah, the idea was to see, and this, and for that, of course, we need to find some money, but the idea, the project was to adapt the tactic game, which can be one part of a more articulated training session. And, of course, we have to translate it into Italian and to adapt it to our national legal framework, national and region, because we have different levels of laws, and to see in which way we can offer it as a tool
to the partnership that we have at local level.
Okay. When you say the tool, are you talking about the matrix?
No, tactics, the game.
Tactics.
The,
oh, you want to use that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we can also work with the Chamber of Commerce. But the idea was to offer something with the logo of the municipality and the European project. Of course, we have to see in which way we can find the money, because I don't know if there is some money in the project for translating it. And also, Hélène, she's with me now, also training someone that has to become the trainer for the game.
Okay.
In Italian, of course.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, I understand that. But this is doable through ESF, Luisa.
Yeah, I know. But the point is that in Italy now, at least in the region of Piemonte, we still don't know when the call for proposal will be open.
Okay. But look, I mean, for June, the most important thing, just this is for everyone, the most important thing, because we had a meeting with the commission as well recently, Venice and ourselves, and the most important thing the commission is basically emphasizing is that what they want are to see, if you like, first of all, evidence that the process we've been through has resulted in each partner, if you like, developing an idea or ideas to take forward. Secondly, that all those ideas are fundable either through ERDF or ESF. It doesn't matter whether they get funded next week, next year, from their point of view. The most important thing for them is to see that there are proposals on the table that can be transferred in this way.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's the line we are trying to follow. The only big question mark is we still don't know, and then again, but it is our internal problem. My department is not dealing directly with the region about social funds. It's only for regeneration funds. So we have to find a way of mediating with those departments dealing directly with ESF, but it's our internal problem. The commission doesn't need to know it. So
no, but the commission has actually established an ESF transnational ESF contact point. So for us, that could be very interesting, because if we find in Mile that there are a number of partners who eventually are looking towards getting into ESF, then one of the things we can do is to use the connection now we have with DG Employment and Social Affairs, and in particular with the unit that is responsible for ESF, to feed this idea into the ESF contact point discussion. And that will then filter through from the commission into the people who are representing the member states on this grouping that exists at a European level. Yeah,
that's great. Yeah,
no, that's
good,
what I'm trying to work
step,
on.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly the line that we're trying to develop here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we are on the line.
Okay, fine. Vanta.
Adam,
sorry.
If I understood well, the concrete action of Torino will be the game, isn't it?
The complete action of Torino will be, firstly, training for micro-entrepreneurs, startup development and how to finish, so basically sort of like both things, and linked to that, promoting entrepreneurs' culture through the game.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry.
Okay. Anu, can we come to you in Vanta?
Okay, sure. Okay. So we are pretty much where what we stated in the ALS that you can find in the wiki copy of pages.
Yeah, I've got it in front of me.
Yeah, so we are organizing a meeting for social enterprises, and that sort of enterprises on the 20th of May, that's next week. So that's actually, there's a big number of firms coming there, well, around 20 or so.
Right,
and,
okay.
And those people really have no contact with each other. So it's an occasion for networking for them. Then they're going to get a picture of what each other are doing and how, what kind of people they employ. And also we are looking into some development ideas and problems that they might have.
Okay. And these are all, are these all social enterprises, Anu?
They're not, well, we're not talking about real enterprises except for one, which is trying to be. But they are enterprises that employ people who are otherwise difficult to. They're not unemployable in the free market.
Okay.
So we're talking about handicapped people, dropouts, people with mental health problems. They include some immigrants, but also Finns.
Okay, so these are kind of intermediate labor market organizations.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. I mean, their goal is to provide some forms of active inclusion.
Active inclusion, yeah. And create a network for them.
Because remember, our second theme in Rotterdam will be on active inclusion. And that's why I used the phrase just now, because intermediate labor market organizations are the most sort of common way to actually go about the way for stimulating active inclusion. So I just want to make sure that we don't end up with you with a sort of project proposal coming out of a theme, this enterprise. That's why I was asking, are they social enterprises?
They include some immigrants, so see, we don't really have, they haven't developed as far as to become real enterprises yet. But we have one which is called Cafe Popolo, but it failed simply, and we need to analyze why that happened and how we could improve and make it work.
Okay.
So that's a cafe.
That's what you're going to do. That's a cafe that employs handicapped people.
Yeah, and also immigrants, but somehow it just failed, and we have to find out why.
Right, okay. But in your initial thing, you were also talking about tactics. I mean, is that something that you're still thinking about?
Sure. Actually, we emailed Janice, so she could send us a few games, and we can check them out and start passing.
And has that happened? Have you got anything back from her?
Not yet.
Okay, because we're in contact with her as well. So one of the things we're trying to do is to coordinate where in the Mile partnership there is a real interest in this kind of development, and particularly in using that game, because it seems sensible to try and build something into the program whereby those partners who are interested particularly in developing this more, that we are trying to arrange that as part of the sort of support program. But
right.
I mean, so we might come back to that later on then when we start talking about the program itself.
Okay.
But so for you right now, then the first step you're taking is this meeting?
Yes.
All right.
And we'll see what develops from that. But the second step is to have a seminar on immigrant entrepreneurship. And the date has been set. It's not until October.
Ah. Okay, so this is a bit later into the process. So you won't have any results from this in time for June?
Not for June. No, we have looked into speakers. They're going to be some high-profile speakers from town, but
okay.
We also need a European speaker, and we were going to ask you whether you can recommend somebody.
I'm sure I can find you very good people. I can find you very good people. If you send me an email separately with the kind of projected dates, if you have dates, because obviously the people I'm thinking of are usually all very busy, but if you send me the dates, I can definitely find for you one or two or three names I can give you of people that you can contact and then try and get them to come.
Good, yeah. Yeah, we looked at the expert bank on my mini site, but there are a lot of people and they have very different profiles. So we're looking for somebody who is like an inspirational, who could be very inspiring.
Well, there's an enterprise agency based in Amsterdam that focuses around ethnic entrepreneurship, and they've done some interesting work. There's also an organization in the UK which has been focusing very much on ethnic enterprise in inner cities, and they've got some speakers there who are very good.
Oh, very good. So, but I'll email you so we can get this on paper.
But what do you see then, Anu, as the kind of outcome that you're going to be presenting in June then? What do you see realistically coming out from Banta?
We'll provide a paper with the enterprises listed and some sort of how we are going to develop the networking thing with them.
So really, for you, it's very much a question of sort of like starting from a low point, if I can put it like that, because you're going to be investing in networking, then you're going to be investing in the conference to take things forward. But apart from that, maybe tactics.
Right.
Those are three things?
I would, for now, I would say so.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, go on.
Okay. Yeah. So we are in Vantaa is also preparing a strategic paper for to make the city more international and multicultural. So that's sort of a strategy paper. Won't have anything really, really concrete. But we need to find ways to link that to immigrant entrepreneurship. That's very high on the agenda.
This is a sort of a policy strategy paper?
Yeah.
For the whole of Vantaa?
Right.
And when will that be ready?
That's not until the end of this year, but that we need to find some concrete steps to go further from.
Well, one of the things hopefully you get from Mile Project is input into that strategy, both in terms of in terms of the three themes, in terms of our entrepreneurship development, in terms of active inclusion, and in terms of intercultural dialogue.
Yeah, we had a meeting this morning, and we already had some good ideas for themes.
Okay. We'll come back in a minute to sort of discussing the program. Let me move to Amparo. Amparo?
Okay, fine.
Hello.
Hello, Amparo. How are you?
Hello, fine. Hello to everybody.
Now, Amparo.
Has joined the conference.
Okay, we now have Peter as well on the line. Amparo, it's okay. Peter, welcome.
Hi, sorry to hear it, but I didn't have a UK number.
Really?
I'm actually using Skype to call you in Belgium, using the Belgian number.
Right, okay, well, it's worked.
I didn't think of it at first.
Okay, all right. Well, look, Peter, we're sort of going through each partner sort of presenting where they're at. We've done Venice, we've done Torino, we've done Vantaa, we're now moving on to Sevilla. So, Amparo, please, let us know, where are you now in terms of your developments?
All right. We have already the local action plan, as you know, in the information that we have sent you.
Yeah, I've got it in front of me.
And to tell the rest of the partners what we are going to do in our plan, we have our plan. It's about the services that we have in the Seville City Council. We have already services for entrepreneurs, and we want to make the migrant people aware of them and to adapt them to their special needs. So the first thing that we have in our plan is we are going to customize the services that we are offering now, and in that customization we are going in the first place to translate and adapt the written information that we give to the people who come to our offices, not only translate them, we are going as well to adapt the contents of those documents to the migrant people, and as well in the second place we are going to adapt the content and the way of the courses that we give to the entrepreneurs in general, to the entrepreneurs who come from the migrant collective, so they can have better results when they go to those courses. And as well, we have plans and actions to improve the abilities of the people who are attending now, the migrant people in our services, so they can improve the knowledge about migrant people and their needs, and to so they can give their services in a more useful way. And all those things are in the line of customized services, no? A part of the of that, we want to we are already identifying and contacting key actors who are already working with migrant people in Seville, and that we hadn't contacted them in the past, or we had contacted them and lost contact in the past, and we are identifying them and contacting again to reinforce our communication with them.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, we want to establish agreement with some of them and coordinating the things and the services that they are paying with the services that we are actually paying, so to improve the coordination. Sorry about my English.
No, that's perfectly clear. It's fine.
As well, another line of our work is to try to give a better
has left the conference.
Sorry?
It's okay. I think Peter's lost the connection on his Skype. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We want to improve the general image in the city of the enterprises who are funded by migrant people. So we are planning some actions in that line. As well, we wanted to contact with policymakers and institutions who can give us more information about the social and economic situation of the migrants in Seville. And, that's all, no? Our main interest on what we need from you, to be concrete, is to have access or information about funding, but no through our regional authority, because that way for us is not very open at the moment. So if it is possible through another authority, I suppose in a most direct way, directly from the European Union.
Amparo?
Yeah.
Amparo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Amparo, maybe it's good if you just explain to Haran that something has changed with the last political election concerning concerning the role of the managing authority on enterprise development of immigrant people, isn't it? Because it's under innovation control now, isn't it?
No, but the problems are not just in that line, because the competences have changed. Because nowadays our regional authority want they don't see the city council as a policy maker in this kind of politics. I don't know if you know what I mean. And
What do they consider, the province or the region then? Are they
the region? The region is going to be now the main. It's being now the main actor in those things, and they have all the funding. We haven't got access at the moment.
Okay. So, well, look, Amparo.
The other thing is that we speaking about tactics. Is that we had already in 2002 a game very similar to tactics already developed, so we are not at the moment interested in that.
Okay. No, look, I mean, as far as your strategy is concerned, Amparo, I have to say that you have a really clear idea of what you want to do, and to a certain extent, it's a really good model that you've also presented, because ultimately, I think, and this may be of use to all the partners in the MAR project, if you look at what you're actually proposing, you're looking towards essentially, if you like, build on what you have, and I think that's the most important thing. And obviously, for some people, they haven't got, some partners haven't yet established the services, therefore for them it may be a different need. But where there is an existing business support services need, then it makes sense to actually begin to customize that, and that's your first action. That you want to actually customize those services. The second line of your action, if I understand rightly, is to really make sure that the would-be entrepreneurs from ethnic minority communities are then made aware of those services, because mm-hmm. once they are customized, then hopefully they become far more, if you like, open to those would-be entrepreneurs. And then thirdly, you want to create this network of what you called key agents. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are, if you like, people who will act as kind of ultimately, they could almost be intercultural mediators operating in the way that you want to sort of like develop the service. Is that right? Am I seeing that right?
Yes, you have explained it better than me, actually.
No, but I mean, but I've got this from you, so, you know.
All right, it's...
And the fourth thing which I saw was the fact that you also want to sort of tailor this strategy towards, if you like, a better assessment of future needs. So in other words, you're looking to sort of like have projections and trends around the socioeconomic context for migrants, not only now, but also what will be the pattern in Sevilla and the region, yes?
Exactly.
Perfect. I think it's a really excellent strategy, if I can say so. It's a real shame. I mean, I understand that has the change you're talking about. But Peter, I heard you say something. You wanted to come in?
Yeah, if you can hear me, I've got some problems with the connection. But, I saw the Andalusian ESF Managing Authority last week in Hamburg, and there's been a change at the regional level, which is that entrepreneurship, instead of being handled within the Public Employment Service, is now going to be more handled within innovation. And I think that's a bad news for coordinating with them at a regional level, because it means that they will focus, I imagine, more on high-tech and glossy enterprise rather than the sort of migrant entrepreneurship that you're interested in. We shall see, but we were rather disappointed that things have taken that change have taken place, because they have been active within Copy, and now they withdraw from Copy at the regional level. Anyway, that's just a piece of information.
Okay. Well, look, I mean, one of the things, we'll come back to support, Amparo, in a minute, okay? I mean, I've made note of what you've actually said, and we'll come back to that support issue in a moment. Let me then move on. Georges, you're still there?
Yes, we're all here.
Georges, I've got your action plan as well, but maybe you just explain where you've reached to.
Okay. So, as you're aware, our MILE project is attached to the Amadora Empreende program in facilitating objective 0.2, which is for immigrants. So on that line, and if you remember, we have two major projects, which are Quick and Who Doesn't Dare Doesn't Get It. Let's say it's more or less. And both of them are in motion. For applications have been are closed now. We received 77, and from that, 5 belong to our proposed youngsters, immigrant descendants. Actually, they have to. A Portuguese identity card. They have a visa for permanence in the country. So this is more or less 6.5% of the applications.
And these are just so that everyone else understands, because not everyone has seen what you sent, George.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether everyone's read.
Okay.
But I mean, what we're talking about here is that these are applications for setting up enterprises.
Yes, for the youngsters project, which is Quick Incubator. These are proposals for the Youngsters Enterprises Incubator.
Okay.
So for the other project, we are it's now opened. Applications have opened at the beginning of this month. And we have received so far 43 applications. From those 43, 19 are from immigrants, which means 44%. So we expected this to be much higher because it's for a population above 16 and up to 60. So we don't have a view, a clear view on the quality of the proposals or of the entrepreneurial ideas, because it's just starting the process. We're just receiving. So, but moving from that, our schedule is to start to finish selection by August and to start training in September. So hopefully in October, both there will be a public presentation of both of the winners of both entrepreneurial ideas in both projects. So this is in terms of activity on the terrain is what we have to say. But now I'd like to move into some ideas and additional information and some problems too.
Okay, so just to get this clear, what you have right now is that as far as Mile is concerned, and what you're doing is you're embedding the Mile objectives into your mainstream program anyway. That's number one.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And within that mainstream program, you have one which is around youth enterprise, and within that, you've got five, if you like, would-be potential entrepreneurs that have come through the process. And in the other, which is the older one, you have 19.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, fine. Okay. Then, sorry, you were going to continue. Go on.
Okay. So, we are preparing the Zone Congress in Bova area. And we understand... Sorry? And can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know why there's a bit of crackle, but go on.
Okay. We are preparing the Zone Congress in the Bova area and the neighborhood. And we understand there's a lot of will because facilitators are doing what
has out. Left the conference.
Are doing some door-to-door work. And so motivation is there. But actually, we have received, so far, we have received more applications in a more advanced stadium from the former urban area. So, because there the work has been started before. So, another thing is, so we are thinking of merging and maybe making a joint initiative with the facilitators, the association, the immigrant associations of both areas, and our own technicians, social workers working in this field in urban. So trying to mingle things and to accelerate the transfer process. The other thing is...
before you go on, what's the purpose of the Zone Conference, Congress? What is exactly that? Because, I mean, on the documents that you sent to us, when I was looking at them,
mm-hmm.
you were talking about... focus around microcredit. Is that still the case? That's what you're looking for?
Yes, one of the issues will be that. Of course, the Zone Congress is an holistic approach to the reality of a certain zone. It's part of our methodology. And it has all sorts of communications and reflections, right? But we are going to put inside the Zone Congress we are going to put microcredit and some testing activities for products, one of which being tactics. We'd like to test it.
Okay.
And we would like to access it also. I believe Fernandez tried already. No, she hasn't tried to get the product, but we really would like to get a copy of it.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll come back to the support thing because this could be one of the sort of key things we set up
mm-hmm.
As part of the support thing is a session on tactics. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So So for Eastern immigrants, we understand now we have quite a few, and we have not the proper way of assessment because most of our immigrants speak Portuguese. So we are trying this. We are starting to translate our leaflets and information for Russian and Romanian. And at one day per month, a one-day Russian-speaking day will be opened in our office in the neighborhood of Bobo. Will be open to the entrepreneurs willing to present their applications for the entire municipality. So this is a small step, but it's really complicated for us to do it, and we are doing this by contracting one immigrant from Ukraine who can actually help us to communicate better with his colleagues, immigrants.
Okay.
So I'd like to say some more things. What do we need in terms of in the Zone Congress, so we will present this microcredit conference and for the social workers by the National Association of Microcredit, but also there will be a group, a focus group on the program for entrepreneurs who are applying or who are thinking of applying. And specifically to deal with their thoughts and aims. So this is something that will happen during the opportunity fair within the Zone Congress. In that particular opportunity fair, we will have a stand of the National Association of Microcredit being able to receive also applications for funding. And we will have in the mile project stand, which will be on highlighted in the Zone Congress, we will have also hopefully, because we don't have the confirmations, but we are working with Junior Achievement Portugal to have the children entrepreneurs projects from the school where this project has been running for 3 years now.
Okay.
Which is Boba. So, what are we trying to do, and what do we expect from this major activity, which is the Zone Congress? We made a sort of confluence of everything in that particular activity, which is on the 30 and 31st of May. So it's good for our mile schedule.
Okay.
And our will is to receive conclusions and to start drafting some sort of project that can be fundable, meaning what kind of project are we looking for? Is we need to know how can we format a good project to have a very efficient help for a non-paternalist but very efficient help for immigrant entrepreneurs. And this is something we would like to do with their participation and with the help of KEC and our my partners. So this is where we are now. And I'd just like to say something about difficulties.
Yes.
Our major difficulty right now is ourselves, because we have different velocities in the city. So we have this territorial approach in parts of the city. In some parts of the city, there is no territorial approach. So we have different methodologies, in fact, within the city, as some of you are aware. And in the maturation time for these approaches and these integrated programs is not the same in every territory where there is one. So what I mean here is we are facing a challenge, an internal challenge, which is to accelerate motivation and information. We really need to transfer to our facilitators.
Has joined the conference.
For instance, and to our facilitators in Bova and to the entire team and local action set, we have to input there all the experiences from other territories where this work is a bit more advanced. So possibly, and this is under discussion, we will make, in the Zone Congress, we will make a focus group bringing in all the experiences from other parts, I mean the backstage experiences, right? So the technicians, social workers working with this kind of support in other territories where we have actually more initial results than in Bobo, where the process is going to be much more intensive, but in fact it's a bit earlier. So our main request for support could be related with training slash coaching, facilitation processes, right? People working directly with proto entrepreneurs, meaning people who have a will but they don't have a real clue, a real idea of how to transform that idea, that entrepreneurial idea, into an application project. So they have to be worked out, and how to do this in a proper way is something that's challenging us. The other thing, of course, is some testing methodologies, if possible, because we are going to develop our own, but then we have some ideas, but some testing methodologies for entrepreneurial immigrant entrepreneurs groups, right? Basically focused on the tactics. I mean, it would be very, very good for us if together with the tactics game, we could have some sort of evaluation report or some sort of testing activities, or if not testing, some sort of results. So we can know, we can read it and try to use that experience, not only the game, right?
Okay.
Sorry, I've been a bit messy, but I think it's all there.
No, it's fine. And as I say, we'll come back and sort of like finalize the support end of it. But in terms of June then, Georges, at the presentation, you will be in a position, therefore, because your Zone Conference will take place on the 30th, 31st May, and from that, there are going to be some proposals coming forward, and that's what you're going to present in June.
Yes, definitely. In June, I count on bringing into the conference an updated with a good characterization of the applications of immigrants, so we can look into the reality, and also the outcomes of this work during the Zone Congress.
Okay. Okay. Someone else joined us during this time. Has someone else joined us?
It was only me. My line.
Your line keeps going on off and on. All right. We don't have any of our Greek partners therefore on the line. Has anyone from Greece joined us at all? And Romania? Okay. Well, look, I don't know what's happened because they all responded saying, confirming their participation. So I don't know why they're not here with us, but I suggest we continue in terms of our planning. Have you've all received from Yamina, what we tried to do here is to try and create a kind of tentative program, a schedule of events for the Action Learning support, Action Learning set. Have you all seen this?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, we're now in the online coaching launch telephone conference. That's what we're doing right now. We've just put down some ideas here, so these aren't written in stone. I just want to emphasize that, okay? But this would just give you an idea of what we saw as actually possible. We were seeing a cluster of activities that could be clustered in the period 21st, 22nd, 23rd May. But again, one of the things we want to do with you is to check out dates. It may be that we have to change some of these dates. There could be possibilities to actually move the dates around a bit. Even 1 week later is also possible. But again, we just want to give you an idea about how we felt it would be best to do it, because either we do it spread out over a period of time, but then we felt that would be, in a sense, missing out on the impact of it. So what we felt was to try and create this kind of, if you like, cluster of activities, so everyone knew that, okay, over a period of 2 or 3 days, there'd be a number of things happening in relation to MILE, which would all be online, Now, looking back at my notes in terms of what people have said, I mean, one of the things that's clear is a session on tactics. Now, these sessions don't have to be for everyone. I mean, I'm just very, very mindful of the fact that not every partner will necessarily have the same needs. So the way we're trying to do this is we're trying to say, okay, what are the sort of what I will call subgroup agenda, and try and form small clusters around that, and then what are things or items or issues that cut across the whole partnership, and therefore have a bigger sort of session on those, all right? Because obviously the smaller sessions will take less time, but the bigger ones will take more time in terms of participation and needs. But it seems to me in terms of, I mean, Torino has mentioned tactics, Vanta has mentioned tactics. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sevilla, you don't need tactics, you already have something. And George, you mentioned tactics. So there are three partners right now who are interested in tactics. Yes? Am I right in saying that?
Yes, you are.
Okay, so what we will do is we will, I mean, we've had some discussions already, and we will set up one of the sessions. Well, I mean, let's just go back to timings first, and before we finalize the slots. Are these dates suitable for people? If we plan a program around 21st, 22nd, 23rd May, is that realistic for you?
For me, it's not realistic because I'm in Brussels for another meeting.
I'm conscious
about
you.
I can do it from Brussels if it's the case. And then Hélène will join us by phone. Could it be possible?
Yeah, that's not a problem. But I mean, bearing in mind, I mean, I'm conscious that you're going to be here in Brussels, Louisa, but I mean, there are the other dates, so we can put other dates on the table. I mean, the other dates we can also look at is sort of like 28th, 29th, and 27th. So 27th, 28th, 29th are also possible. So we don't have to sort of just center on these 3 days.
Sorry, Arun. Yeah? We cannot move back to 19, 20, 21.
Unfortunately, those 3 days are impossible.
Okay.
19, 20, 21 are just impossible for us.
Right. Because
go on.
Yeah, 22, 23 is it's a holiday in Portugal.
Right. So is the following week better? Is the following week 27, 28, 29? If I'm looking at it, 27, 28, 29, 30th, that whole, during that 4 days, we could arrange things.
But the 26th, is it possible 26th? No. I'm saying this because 29, 30, and 31, we have the Zone Congress, so there's a lot of involvement going on.
Right.
And I'd really like to put people into these tactics, but of course, if it is on the 27th, the tactics activity, it would be okay.
Okay. Well, look. Let's try and be as flexible as possible. We will arrange a program from the 26th to 30th, and the preference right now, I mean, could the other two partners make a session on the 26th on tactics?
Yes,
that's a Monday, right?
That's a Monday.
Yeah, I think that's more realistic than the earlier week.
Okay, but could you also do it if, I mean, because we're dependent here now on liaising, obviously, with Janice as well, but was the 27th be all right as well? So we got 2 dates for tactics?
27th, you said.
27 is okay.
26th or 27th? We will confirm this as quickly as possible. But if we go for 26th or 27th, is that okay for all three partners in relation to that?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. Then, in terms of other support that I mean, one of the things that you raised, Georges.
Arun. You mentioned 26th or 27th?
Yeah.
Do we have the date or it's...
No, we have to liaise with the people.
Okay,
Okay. But we will confirm this week.
Okay.
All right, so you will know by Friday which date it is.
That's okay, sorry.
Okay. Then the second thing which was coming up as an issue, I think, and I want to check. I mean, you mentioned, Georges, that you were looking for, if you like, examples of training, coaching processes for startup entrepreneurs.
For service providers, I think.
For service providers, you were saying?
People who are working with the migrants directly.
Yes, so people who are working with them. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
So these aren't business advisors. These are what I will call sort of community-based workers, community development workers.
Exactly. Within the community. Field
right.
work.
Okay, okay. Is that something for you, Amparo?
No,
we
work...
My connection is almost impossible.
Sorry, sir?
Sorry?
We work with professional advisors. We don't have
you
experience
don't,
in training
no.
that kind of people, no.
Okay.
It's not in our line of work.
But look, I mean... Georges, I'm just making a note of all these things, so I'm systematically
yes.
going through, and then if I miss anything out, then we'll come back to it. In terms of that, there is a very good project from the UK. Peter is well aware of it as well, which is called the community-based business advisors.
Right.
They've done some very, very good work, and one of the things we can do for you on an individual basis, if there's no one else in the partnership interested in that particular need, we can actually link you up with these people. All right?
That would be great. So we can
and they've done some very good
up.
Work. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
yeah. And they've done some excellent work. They've done some excellent work.
Please do it. We just need some quick move, and that would be nice.
We will put some information. You know, you'll get some information about the whole project, everything like that, plus the links with the
okay.
people. Okay?
Okay.
Then going back, I mean... Sorry, go on, Peter, yeah?
Sorry, I can barely hear because the connection is so bad. This isn't working for me. But
yeah.
on
yes,
the question of coaching, we have a lot of experience and also documented ways of developing good practice here. So I suggest I make direct contact with George on that one.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
All right, excellent.
I can only hear occasional words, so...
Are you still on Skype, Peter?
Yeah.
Are you on a landline?
Karina didn't manage to have a phone number.
We don't have a landline connection.
Is there not
yeah.
an international number that Peter can dial? Because I thought normally there is an international number that anyone can dial.
You gave it to him already by email.
But you should have an international landline number, Peter. Because there are local numbers, and then there's an international number.
Yeah, it's just not working. Sorry about this.
Okay, all right. Well, look, I mean, let's agree on that. But we'll make a note of everything, Peter, and circulate anyway by mail. So if there's anything you missed or you didn't get clearly, you'll get it in writing as well as a note to this meeting. Well, look, I want to then focus on what is clearly another major need coming up, which is this whole area of sensitizing existing services. I mean, Venice is talking about the need to develop a training program. Torino, in terms of what you were saying, was also around training, but you were talking in terms of training for micro-entrepreneurs, the actual startup for micro-entrepreneurs, but also for the advisors, Louisa?
You see, there is a conflict of competencies because, for instance, the Chamber of Commerce and the province are doing it, and it's difficult to create good links.
So what do you want to do? You want to create a separate program?
No, the idea was to check if it was possible to offer a kind of module in, you know, like one-day session or something to include in an already existing process, training process.
Okay. But, I mean, to me, this is about sensitizing existing services.
Yeah. Yeah, we can put it there, yeah.
Has left the conference.
So, I mean, this is the same need for you, Amparo, if I understood it. I mean, one of the things you're looking to do is to customize your services, and you'll be looking for examples of the way this has been done, yes?
Yes, but our line is not about sensitize our advisors. It's about improving the information that they are handling. It's not exactly about sensitization, but can be... A little bit of connection. No?
Sorry, Amparo, but I understood, this is Yamina, I understood that you wanted also to train the
yes.
people who are providing enterprise so
yes.
business. Okay.
Yes, but not not just sensitizing them. Yes, it's to give them skills to to handle
those
situations.
Yes. To work with would-be migrant entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So this is a training program. This is
This is a training program. What we're talking about here is a training program for advisors.
Yes.
And developing a training program for advisors so they are more able to work with migrant groups.
Exactly, to improve their skills to work in working with migrant groups.
Okay, so this to me, from what I understood it, this was the same need that there was in Torino, partly. Yes, Luisa?
Sorry, I missed your last.
This is sort of like the idea is to have a session which would focus on, if you like, approaches to training existing business advisors to work with migrant groups.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Is that something that would interest you also in Venice, Mara?
Yes. We are now completing the needs assessment, but what we see is that there are lack in the access to the information, to the need for improving the instruments that a business advisor have, so improving also their skills, sure. And yes, the need for training. I mean, information, instrument, tools for business advisors, training are the most relevant needs that we are seeing. We have not completed this phase of needs assessment, but these are the needs that we see most are prevalent.
Okay. So the fourth thing I picked up was funding. This came up from Sevilla. It also came up from
Venice also, yes.
Yeah, and also from Torino.
It is a very difficult point.
Okay, but I mean, the idea we're here, what I'm thinking, because what you were saying, Amparo, for you, is what you're interesting is funding at European level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's also, I mean, to a certain extent for the others, there's also the need to look at funding that's available through ESF and ERDF. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So what we have is we have two decentralized European programs, that's ESF, ERDF, and then other avenue is what other sources of funding are available at an EU level, all right, for this work. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have two dimensions to this funding aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
So if we created a program on the 28th or 29th around this theme, would that be suitable to all of you who are interested in this?
Yes, for us.
Yes,
it's all right.
Torino's okay.
Okay? Yes?
Yes.
All right. So is there anything we've missed? Is there anything? Because what we've now got, we're going to organize a session on tactics. We're going to organize a session on training for business advisors or working with migrants. Okay?
Yeah.
We're going to arrange a session on funding, which will have two dimensions. One which will be around EU, and one will be around ESF, ERDF.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay?
Fine.
A trained business advisor could be interested also for us.
Well, look, the program will be open to everyone, all
okay.
right? So what we will do is we will finalize this program and circulate the dates, and then whoever is interested, they just have to let us know so we know who to expect.
All right. Just a thing, for us, the time of the conference should be before from 11 to 12:30, this one. More or less. Because if it is later for us, it's very complicated.
Can it be starting slightly earlier then?
No. Well, it can be starting earlier.
At 10. It can be starting at 10
yes.
to 12:30, for example.
Perfect.
Yeah, 10 would be nice, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Perfect.
All right, well, look, we will work on that basis. We'll work on that basis. Remember, we're talking about Central European time here. So I'm conscious that for you, Georges, it will be different.
Yeah.
It will be slightly earlier.
One hour less.
Is that still okay if we start at 10?
Yeah, wake up with any hour, no problem.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Well, look, is there anything we've missed? At this stage, is there anything anyone wants to add or say?
Aaron?
Yeah?
What are you doing now? Are you going to circulate also a summary of the agreed action and of the action plan presentation that has been done during the conference call?
No, what we're going to do is we're going to circulate a revised schedule of events. This is the actions we've agreed, okay?
Yeah.
That's the first thing we're going to do. That will be done by the end of this week. You will have that, okay?
Yeah.
Second thing which I want to do with you now is I really want to agree two things with you. One, I want to agree a date at which you will submit your draft presentations for the workshop in June, because remember, we're working towards a concrete schedule, and that concrete schedule is that on the 16th of June, you will all be presenting your proposals. And I just want to remind you that this will be a very good opportunity, because we will have people from the Commission here.
Yeah, I know.
So it's a really good opportunity to get them aware of what people are trying to achieve. So even if you have local difficulties, either with your ESF managing agency or with your ERDF managing agency, mm-hmm. then at least the Commission become aware of it. And one of the things they've said to us is they will help wherever possible in resolving these issues.
Yep.
So the clearer you are and the better we come across on the 16th, the more important it is that we can have a strong impact then mm-hmm. At a local level. So in terms of that, can I suggest, would it be realistic to say that you will send to us a draft presentation, and it doesn't have to be finalized, all right? By the 6th of June, you will send to us a draft, and we will send you a sort of like suggestions for a structure for it, okay? We will send you a suggestion for a structure for your presentations. And then you send us a draft on the 6th of June. And then the last thing I want to agree with you is a last follow-up telephone conference, just to make sure that everyone is ready for their presentations on the 16th. And also we can give you feedback then on what you've sent to us. And my suggestion here is, if we can do it, is on the afternoon of 10th of June. Now, I know, Louisa, you're going to be here anyway.
Yeah, but Elena, we'll do it from Torino. It's okay.
Okay. For you, Ampora, what I understood you was that for you may be difficult because you want everything before 12:30. It wouldn't be possible for a telephone conference.
Oh, at what time will... sorry, I wasn't hearing.
We could have a telephone conference, say, at 1 o'clock.
Yes, all right. That's all right.
Is that okay?
Yes.
So 1,300 hours.
Arun,
yeah.
maybe I can confirm by email by then, because I'm not sure I'll be here, because it's our national day. So we have a lot of holidays in June, sorry. But maybe I can join in some way. I would like to mess the program because of our dates.
Yeah, one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to develop a calendar with all the holidays that everyone has, and then try and get a job that moves me around.
Would be a European project.
Whichever month they have the most.
There will be one or two working days in the year.
In May, you should definitely all come to Brussels, because there's lots of holidays in Brussels in May. And maybe in June, we all come to you if the holidays. We all look for work in Portugal in June.
Adam,
yeah, Mara, yeah.
The final conference call on the 10th, you're supposed to have in the morning or in the afternoon?
One o'clock. Because it can't be much later, because for Amparo and the people in Sevilla, I think.
No. I thought it was before, like to say maybe 11:30.
No, we can't, because we have a steering group meeting for the Urbac project starting, and that will finish at 12.
Right.
Or I'll be able to leave it by 12, and then we can do the telephone conference at 1.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I'll be just okay.
Yeah?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'll try, okay?
Okay, but look,
we're just keeping that.
When you say you're not going to be there, are you going to be traveling, George, or are you going to be still in Portugal?
I'm going to stay in Portugal, so maybe I can join in, or maybe I'm even here, I'm not sure, but
okay,
well, we'll
but
keep
I mean.
In touch.
All right,
anyway.
we'll try and resolve something.
Okay, okay.
And if not, we do it separately with you.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Sorry, Peter, yes.
I've managed to get back in. I did some separate research and found the London number. And so I'm now on a decent line. Did you hear what I know you've just been fixing this calendar, but while George is on, George, can we have a one-to-one phone call just talking about this question of coaching separately?
Yeah, sure. And I'll put you in touch. We're all here in the team. I'll put you in touch with Paula, and she's the link that's going to follow up everything. So if you can call me, I'll email you. Okay,
okay, great.
Giving you my number.
Yeah, I can do some of it in writing.
I know.
But we have quite a lot on this coaching question, and
yes, in a minute, right?
After, okay, that's great. That's great.
Okay.
Okay. Well, look.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be clearer when you will send us the date, because we have a little bit confusion about now. There's no more meeting on the 21st week, isn't it?
That's
from the 21st to the 23, or they are?
No. The program now is going to be from the 26th through to the 30th. We've agreed.
Okay, so we postpone sort of 1 week the 3 days of conference
absolutely
meeting.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you will send us in which
you,
day there is
you,
a training one dedicated
you will
to
get
the other
schedule.
Two foundings.
You will
I will
get
the schedule.
You will get the
wonderful
schedule by the end of this week.
Wonderful. And do you think that we can also receive a brief summary of the conference call of today that maybe should be useful and also to be collected?
Well, look, there's two things. This conference call has been recorded.
Yeah.
You will get details of how you can listen to this conference call. Okay.
Yeah.
So wonderful. People in your local support group want to listen to it.
Great.
Can listen
wonderful
to it. That's number one. Number
yeah
two, the actions from it, you will get a summary of the key actions, and those are really the date and the program.
Great. Thank you very
okay
much, Sarah. Very good.
You will get that, okay?
Yeah, very good.
Very good.
Okay, is there anything else anyone wants to say at this stage?
Yeah. Oh, Harun, I need to confirm the date for the next conference with Rita. She's coming to Brussels.
Okay.
And also, at this point, I need to add that we have a little bit of trouble with our managing authority since they are reorganizing the whole thing and they're making it from a line organization to a matrix, and they don't know yet exactly where they're going to place the whole immigrant issues.
Okay.
Area.
Okay.
And Terhi is working there, but she will have to reapply for her job. They're sort of breaking down the whole structure and reorganizing it, so we aren't quite sure where it's going to be.
Okay, well, this we can do nothing about, really. This is a sort of
of
restructuring that takes
but
place.
Just,
yeah, but it causes
right
difficulties. I appreciate it causes difficulties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But look, I mean, if the conference call on the 10th is difficult for you, let us know. As I say, we will try and sort something out, okay?
Yeah.
But for everyone else, we're going ahead on the 10th.
I have a question.
Yeah, go on.
What do we have to do with the www.wikipreneurship.n.eu? No, I open it. I saw it because Peter showed me in Paris.
Right.
I think it's a good tool, but next
that's
step.
Giovanni. Who's
sorry
speaking?
This is Luisa.
Luisa.
Hey, I'm Luisa. Ciao,
sorry,
Peter.
Sorry.
No,
go,
I
on
was
go on.
Just asking. Now the platform is ready. I saw that some of the local action plans are already there of the needs and the assessment. But what we have to do individually, I mean, do we have to do something or do we have to wait for other information or what?
For Torino, I think I was waiting for the ALS from Torino, which I don't think I have, and then I can put it up. So for you, it's more the best way to use it, and this applies to all the others, is to visit your city page and so in your case Torino, and see if it has changed from the previous version. There are ways of doing this automatically, but just do it by hand for the moment. And if there are links identified, which means that there are pages that I'm suggesting you should look at within the wider Wikipreneurship, then go to those pages and give them a quick read and see if they're useful to you. And then if you want to raise issues with me, you can either send me an email or you can use, there is a discussion tab for every page. So on the Torino page, there is a discussion at the top, a little tab, and you can just click that and write something. You just go into edit mode and just write. And I will see it and make a response. Or, as I say, just email me and then I will put it up on the Wikipreneurship. So it's a mixture of, its best function is that it's a place where you can see practice from other countries, which I think is relevant to you. I mean, you can obviously surf by yourself as well. But the simple thing is that it enables me to identify appropriate case studies. So in the case of Georges, for example, I can look for one on ACBA, which is the Association of Community-Based Business Advice, which is a coaching model, and I can connect him to that case study. In your case, where you're interested in the tool and in other aspects of migrant entrepreneurship, there will be a different set of cases which are presented to you. So that's, so it's, do you understand all that? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. So the first step is I have to send you the new version of our document.
It's up to
okay.
You, like always, Louisa.
But yeah, that would be really helpful, because then I can analyze what I think your needs are, and then we have a sort of online conversation about your needs. That's essentially all we're doing. And it helps you prepare to move towards your action plan.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes absolute sense, and it's a good point to reemphasize, Peter, as well, because, look, I mean, we're trying to ensure the information that you require is customized to your needs, all right? We're trying to move away from a model where we simply sort of create big dossiers and say, look inside these dossiers. So you will find there will be different case studies relevant to different partners. So for Sevilla, it will not be the same package of information we put together as we would do, say, for Vanta.
Exactly.
There will be differences. So we're really trying to customize this to your needs. So it's really important that you use that space and look at that space. And where you sort of think, okay, that's useful, but we're still looking for something that does blah, 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 then as Peter has said, use that facility. It's a really good facility.
And it grows every week. That's the other thing, partly through Mile, but also through other projects. So new case studies, new products appear on it each week in relation to our theme of migrant entrepreneurship. So it is growing quite fast at the moment.
What we can also do is if everyone in the group thinks it will be useful, is that in terms of the program we're talking about, then maybe we can also build in one around using the Wikipedia platform.
Yeah, yeah.
Would that be helpful? Would that be helpful for people?
Well, with the Wikipedia platform.
Just a short session which would help you use this Wikipedia platform, because it is a really good resource.
Should be useful, yes.
Okay, so we put
yes.
into the program as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Louisa, I just got an email from you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Because I sent it to QEC, but not I didn't
okay,
think
no,
that
I'll put
it
that
was
up.
Useful also for you. Okay.
And if we did a little workshop on Wikipreneurship, how many people could have their computer open at the same time and be working in it?
We would do this on a telephone.
Okay.
We would do it by telephone.
We would do the telephone conference.
Would everyone then be and everyone would have their computer on and be able to work with you?
That would be
perfect.
We just
need a computer and a telephone, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
well, we could do that.
We can do it.
Okay, because we could have a really fun session if we do that.
No problem.
Okay. Especially with you, Ara.
We have to schedule it earlier than the rest. But we have to schedule it earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We will look for a date to put that in as well into the early part of the program. Okay.
Yeah, just an hour or something like that would do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll do it by telephone, that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we think that the Wikipedia and Wiki page is quite clear. We don't know if it is necessary to do that session, because we have been in the page and it's very clear.
Fine. Look, for those of you who it's clear, you
and
don't need to come online.
Yeah.
And for those of you it's not clear, then we just want to make sure
right.
that people are using it. So
these
are all things you buy into or you don't buy into. So you'll see it in the program, and if for you it's not necessary, fine, you don't need to do it.
All right. Anyway, we are going to go to be with a computer as well and the telephone.
Okay, excellent.
Right for us.
Excellent. Okay, well, is there anything else?
Roberta,
yeah?
Concerning the presentation on the 16th of June, shall we also have an idea of what to present in such a way to have, for example, 10, 15 slides for every quarter?
We're going to send you a structure. We are going to send you a structure.
And
but we already
also
agreed.
Also for the documents. So I will say no more than 15 slides, for example.
Look, we will send you a structure because I think it's important that when you make the presentations, that there is a direct connection, and the commission and the people who will be there can see the direct connection between the MILE project and what's emerging from it.
Yes,
so
and also we are 9 partners, it's only one day, so presentation needs to be short.
Yeah, but 9 partners in one day is plenty of time.
Yes,
Roberta.
Of course.
We don't have to rush it either, you know, I mean...
I don't intend to rush, but just to be synthetic when we present, that was my idea.
Yeah, I mean, but based on the venue and everything like that, we'll look at what the possibilities are, but I feel that over a day, we can really make sure that it's not just a question of listening to 8 other presentations, then saying thank you and goodbye, but we actually then also have chance to actually look at some of the themes emerging from it and then look at what kind of follow-up maybe is still necessary.
Okay.
Arun, would it be an idea to group the presentations in the groups that Yamina has come up with for the coaching?
I think that's one of my thoughts in my background, and that's why, I mean, what we're saying is that we get the draft presentation from everyone on the 6th. That will give us a chance, therefore, to look at whether the groupings are realistic. And if they remain realistic, then we go with it.
Okay. Do you have a start time for that meeting on the 16th?
The start time will be sort of like 9:30, Peter, because everyone will arrive on the Sunday.
Okay.
Everyone's arriving on the Sunday, on the 15th, and therefore I would hope that we're starting, because it's going to be in Vendôme, no?
Hopefully.
Yeah. So...
Hopefully.
It's in the same hotel. The meeting is in the same hotel that everyone is staying in. Therefore, we should
hopefully
have
I
an early
say.
Start. Yeah.
Yeah. I will confirm in very, very few days, so hopefully.
Okay. Okay, anything else?
No. I believe it's okay.
All right. Well, look, you will receive an email showing you how you can listen to the recorded message, this recording of this conversation for anyone who wants to listen. You will get a note of the key actions plus the program by the end of the week and also a structure, suggested structure for the presentations. All right?
Of course.
All right. Thank you.
Peter and Aaron, Harry's suggestion, any suggestions is very welcome, of course, yeah?
Okay.
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 Ciao, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Peter, I will email you.
Okay.
Has left the conference.
Arun, are you still there?
This is Anuan. Tila?
Has left the conference. Amparo Jimena. Has left the conference. Has left the conference.
Arun Saad.
Has left the conference. Has left the conference.
George Miranda.
Has left the conference. The leader has disconnected. The conference will now end.